We now have Anne O'Gorman on the line, Senior Project Officer of National Youth Council of Ireland, to talk about what we need to know before joining a local youth arts project this autumn. A very good morning to you, Anne. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Not at all. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. First of all, may I ask you just to briefly explain what we mean by an arts project? What exactly is involved here?
Well, a youth arts project for young people will be something that they're probably very familiar with, but maybe not used to calling it a youth arts project. So it could be their local youth theatre or drama group that they go to after school or on a Saturday morning, or a music project in the same way, or a youth orchestra, or a group they get together with to do painting or to paint murals or to work on things together. So it's any kind of project that they work on with a group of other young people, so they're building friendships and they have kind of social and leisure opportunities through it, and the focus of it is an art form like maybe drama or music, or they play in a band together, something like that.
All right, okay, thank you very much. And in terms of youth, for an arts project, what age bracket are we talking about here?
Well, the kind of in Ireland, the kind of definition of a youth goes all the way up to 24. But I suppose for the purposes of most after school activities, it's probably, you know, 12 to 18 are the most, I suppose, the biggest group of participants.
Right. And when should anyone be thinking to enrol? Probably this is the perfect time to be thinking about all that, is it?
Yeah, this is the time. This is when most kind of, you know, even non-formal education, which is the area work the National Youth Council has kind of responsibility for. So non-formal education is the outside of school dimension to young people's education. So when they join things like the Scouts or youth work organisations or youth theatres and things like that. But even though it's outside of the school system, most things work on the school calendar. So it's this time of the year that projects are looking for participants and starting their new terms and recruiting and things like that.
Right, okay. And what are the benefits to anyone who gets involved in an art project? Like, how important is it for our youth?
Well, it's very important. I suppose there's two dimensions to that for me in terms of my work in NYCI around the arts. The first is that there are very, very clear benefits, and the evidence is a huge amount of international evidence that supports that, and now, thankfully, some Irish evidence that supports it as well. So being involved in a youth arts project can help you do better at school. So even though it's something you're doing outside school, it can benefit how well you're performing in school. It has a huge kind of impact on your creativity and building what are called 21st century workplace skills around resilience, innovation, creative thinking, being able to think outside the box. It promotes young people's mental health to have a space where they can express themselves and they have the tools to express themselves, and are working with a group of kind of other young people on a shared project, so they build friendships. And I can't remember the exact research now, but I read it in the last year or two. There's a piece of research that shows that Nobel Prize winning scientists are far more likely to have been a part of a drama project, and far more likely to play an instrument, and far more likely to write poetry. So being that part of your brain being active transfers into creativity in other areas of your life as well. But aside from all of those benefits, Ireland has ratified the Declaration on the Rights of the Child, which means we've signed up to all of those rights. And one of those is the right to participate in the cultural life of the country. So even if it didn't have all of those benefits, Irish children, as citizens, are entitled to participate in the arts. It's a right of theirs.
Yes, all sounds very good and very interesting. How can someone get involved? Who should they contact? The NYCI, National Youth Council?
Well, we would have a list of member organisations on our website, youth.ie, and then they might want to get in contact with one of those member organisations directly. So I think there's probably a little bit of spade work in finding the right project for you. Or they can just ask locally. They will probably know where the local art centre is in their community. They will probably know where the kind of, oh, there's a drama project that meets up in the school, or there's a music project that meets in the community centre, and their peers are a very good way of finding that out. So I think they just need to kind of keep their ears to the ground at this time of the year, Youth Theatre Ireland would be able to point them in the direction of local youth theatres. The Irish Association of Youth Orchestras will be able to tell them where there's a music project. So there is unfortunately no one overall map of what you can join, but kind of keeping your ear to the ground locally is a good way to start.
Okay, so is there an actual list of youth art projects anywhere on the website or anything like that?
No, there aren't. But where another good resource who would have that list on a local level would be your local authority arts office. So that's the arts office in every county council. So they would have a very good kind of list of what's available locally.
Okay, so generally these art projects are held in your local area.
In your exactly. In your local, so your local youth service, if you've got a Feroiga or a Youth Work Ireland office or service in your area, they will be offering arts projects as part of what they do. Or as I said, if you have a local youth theatre or you're lucky enough to have an arts centre in your area, they will be running projects for young people. And I know that probably sounds like a fudged answer that there isn't one overall list, but unfortunately there isn't in the country.
All right. You've published guidelines to help young people and their parents choose the after-school activities that are right for them, with a list of questions for them to ask in order to find what the perfect fit is. I think there are about 17 questions altogether.
There's loads of questions. Some of them suit people. That's the kind of total list. And then some people are more interested in some than others and that kind of thing. So but we included them all so people would be able to choose the areas that are that they're most interested in.
Yeah. Would you like to go through some of them for the sake of our listeners?
Do you have ones that you're particularly interested in, or do you want me to just kind of talk through some of them?
No, if you want to just touch on a few of them, that would be great, just for the sake of our listeners.
Yeah. So I suppose what you want to find out is, I suppose they break down into a couple of areas. What will we actually be doing? And how is this project set up? And what kind of safeguards are you taking with me and with my information? So in terms of what will we be actually doing, one project isn't the same as another. Now, the vast majority of projects are really good quality, but they could have different focuses. So, for example, one project might be about, we just want young people to have a place to hang out in this community, and we're very interested in giving them the opportunity to make friends, and we're going to do that by having a choir. But our main focus is on you making friends and having something kind of very relaxing to do on a Saturday evening. And then another music project, we're not saying one is better than the other, another music project might be very, very ambitious and we'll know we're going to be rehearsing very, very hard and we're going to competitions and we'll be doing a load of public performances. So if you are looking to relax and you end up in the very competitive one, that's not going to be a good fit for you. Or if you really want to be pushed and challenged in terms of your ability, the relaxing one isn't the right one for you either. So it's just finding the best fit for what you want to do. And you're not going to know that without asking, what will we actually be doing? And what is the ethos of this project, and what's it about, and why was it set up, and what will be involved, and how often do I have to come? And just asking those things in advance so you have a really clear idea what you're getting into. And then one of the other areas is about how the project is set up. So is it affiliated to a bigger organisation? Are you part of a bigger family? What ways are there for me to feed into the decision making? Because it will be very much the norm now and good practice for young people to have a say in what they're doing and being able to kind of shape and drive some of that. So you want to be able to ask, what ways are they thinking about you being able to kind of be involved and have your say? What way do they take your feedback on board? What ways do they have in place for young people who are maybe to make sure that the project is very inclusive and making an effort to involve young people maybe from new communities and young people with lesser opportunities? Or what ways do they make sure that there won't be any bullying in the group? And then the third area is, how do they make sure that everybody working with you is safely recruited, including their Garda vetting? What do they do with your information? So if they've got your name and address and maybe even medical information on you on file because they needed to know that because you were going away on a trip or something, how is that stored? Who has access to it? When is it destroyed? How long do you keep it for? What do you do with images that you take of people in the project? Will you get my permission before you publish those? And that kind of, I suppose, much more kind of, I suppose, welfare and child protection best practice dimension to the work as well. So those are kind of roughly the areas that it break down into. And then there's very, you know, you can kind of delve very deep into specific questions on each if you want to.
Yes, of course. One of the questions, it's number 16 actually, which is very interesting. Nobody would ever think to ask this before joining a group of any sort. How do you deal with bullying? So you want to know that the leaders are, you know, working together to make the group a safe and happy place for whoever's attending.
That's really important. I mean, if this is something you're doing in your free time, and it's something you're doing so that you can make friends, and it's something that you're doing so you can have a kind of an outlet that's kind of safe and relaxing for you in a very kind of stressful adolescence with school and exams and all of those things, you really want to be sure, and you're committing your time, and often, you know, there might be a fee involved. You want to know that they are making every effort to make sure that it'll be a safe space for you. And most projects, and particularly a project in kind of the youth sector, in any of the organisations affiliated to NYCI, they would have huge kind of care and consideration that they're taking to make sure the projects are safe for you.
Yes, absolutely. And another one was, will you take photographs of me, and what will happen to those after the project? Which is something nobody would ever think to ask, because, you know, it's happening on Facebook with photographs, you know, hacking and all that sort of thing.
And if it's your image, you've a right to decide whether it goes up on Facebook to promote the project or not.
Yes, absolutely. Are these guidelines and questions up on the NYCI website for anyone to check?
Yeah, they're up on our website, youtharts.ie, and you can download them from there, or, you know, have a look through them on the website, and then just choose the ones that are most relevant, I suppose, or that you or your family are most interested in asking. And we tested the resource with a couple of groups of young people before we published it to see if we were on track. And I was very surprised that the questions around the photographs and the questions around how people who work with the young people will be recruited were the major areas that they were interested in. I thought that would be an area that they were less concerned about, but they were very, very interested in those and thought they were really important, which I thought was really interesting.
Okay, so that's youtharts.ie.
That's it.
Right, okay. So if anybody wants to check up on a list of guidelines and questions, it's youtharts.ie. And anything else you want to add before we finish up? Before we wrap it all up?
No, just to say that the vast majority of projects are really good quality and are really interested in making a contribution to their young people and giving to their community and making a nice arts kind of, I suppose, experience available to young people, and they've put a huge amount of thought into what they're doing. So if you ask some of these questions to a good project, they would be well able to answer you, and they'd be delighted to talk about what they're doing.
Okay, Anne, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you. A very interesting topic.
And
have a great day.
You too. Thanks a million for your time.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. All the best. Bye-bye.